Leading the news this morning, Pope Benedict has indeed surprised the world, announcing he's resigning at the end of the month. He's the first pontiff to step down in almost 600 years, saying he's simply too old and frail to continue in the job. The Vatican says it expects his successor will be elected before Easter. Essendon's former sports writer says he never gave players illegal substances when he was at the club. Stephen Dank has told 7:30 the players were only ever injected with vitamins. He says they were fully aware of just what they were taking and every supplement was logged in a register. The federal government has announced new measures to tackle workplace bullying. It plans to set up a mechanism within the Fair Work Commission to resolve complaints quickly. It also wants to give the commission much greater powers to refer bullying complaints to the relevant state and territory authorities. Former New South Wales Mining Minister Ian MacDonald will be back at the state's corruption inquiry today to give more evidence. He's denied giving inside information about coal mining licences to his former colleague Eddie Obeid. He's told the inquiry it was just by chance a mining licence was granted over land that happened to be owned by Mr. Obeid's family. And an underground explosion at a Russian coal mine has killed at least 18 people. More than 200 miners managed to escape to the surface after a tunnel collapse. A build-up of methane gas is thought to have caused the blast.